السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. With the fuzzle of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have gathered again on the eve of Jum'ah to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared zikrullah as the only thing that can give itminan to the qulub, the only thing that can give itminan, satisfaction to the hearts, is nothing but zikrullah. And zikrullah again must be understood to mean the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all activities of life. That is the true zikr and the real zikr. Whatever hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is directed at us at whichever moment in time, then we fulfill that hukam of Allah ta'ala. But then there are certain specific zikrs which have been mentioned in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you read this so many times, you get these rewards. And also the taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which brings out a kind of purification of the heart, removes the rust which settles on the heart when we become negligent of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. आपके नाम पर जिसने हिजरत किया पा गया वो बहारे वतन. आपके नाम पर जिसने हिजरत किया पा गया वो बहारे वतन. लज्जते जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. I have explained this before also, just the gist of it, and just some idea of what it means, is that if you are looking for garden, a well-pruned, well-trimmed, beautiful garden, then that is the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The true enjoyment of a لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَاهِ چَمَن, taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the enjoyment that the person gets in taking that name, it is as if that person is in some beautiful garden where there's such lovely fragrance of all the flowers which are permeating the heart of the person, and there is a kind of tranquility, there is a kind of ecstasy, a joy, there's a kind of happiness, sukoon that the person is enjoying. So lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman. If we take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with sincerity, and if we fulfill the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then as you have heard so many times, jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. جسے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. Oh Allah, with whomsoever you are happy, If you are happy, then that person is day and night in gardens. But oh Allah, if you are displeased with that person, then he can be in gardens, but in reality, he is in the midst of thorns. He will never get peace, he will never get happiness, he will never get contentment, he will never get satisfaction. That is the promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala does not go against his promises. Now we know this so well, but we don't want to try it out. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. Now this ayat is on the lips of so many people because they listen to it so many times in the bayans of different speakers. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. The person who turns away from my remembrance, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever turns away from my remembrance, for that person the life will be very narrow, tightened, straightened. There will be no peace, no happiness. Allah Ta'ala will make it miserable. Again, we must not misunderstand. I have to clear these things as we go along in our bayans every time, because sometimes there's a new person who hasn't heard the past one. That we must not take it for granted that whosoever is suffering some kind of difficulty or any kind of problem, then definitely it is an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on them, and their life is very narrowed and miserable. We must look into our lives. As far as the lives of others are concerned, we don't know. It could be a great blessing in a disguised form for them, as it was in the case of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, and so many others, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, that they were put through so many different trials and tests. And to the people from the outside, it looked as if these people are really suffering, and they don't have Allah on their side. Because if Allah was with them, then why are they suffering? And whom are we talking about? Which personality are we talking about? We're not talking about just some ordinary wali of Allah Ta'ala. We are talking about the Rasul of all Rasuls, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haseeno mein ahsan, jameelo mein ajmal, kamilo mein akmal, sharifo mein ashraf, tajdare Madina, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What trials he went through. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took away everything from them in Makkah Mukarramah. Then what happened? After some time, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, and big empires fell at the feet of the Sahaba Ikram. So it is not an azab for everybody. We must look at our lives. Where did we go wrong? And most of the time, majority of the time, if we have to look into our lives, then it's our own doings, which brings about this reaction. I've mentioned many times that we always forget our past. Sometimes in our anger and our temper, we make zulm on others. Our temper and our anger has no limits. And there's an abuse of our wives. There's an abuse of our children. Or there's an abuse of our parents in our anger or in our displeasure. 5 years, 10 years down the line, the person changes his life. But he fails to seek forgiveness from those parents, or forgiveness from those children, or forgiveness from that wife. That in my anger and my temper, when my fuse blew, then I violated your rights. Now we have to suffer the consequences of that sometime in future. And we forget what happened in the past. So we must look at our lives, that where did we go wrong? But for others, we must always have a good opinion, that if there is some kind of suffering, some kind of disaster in that person's life, then it is a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to bless that person with something better in return. So lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. When the person is negligent, when he's indifferent, when he's unconcerned about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so then that is the life that one would experience in a jungle or in a rubbish heap the filth and the stench that you get from that rubbish heap where they go and dump all the filth and all the dirt of the city and the towns, and it builds up into a huge mountain or a complete desert. So this is the thing, that the person will have no peace after that. And all those who changed their lives and got connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then their very lives are testimony to the fact that they found peace. You can see the sukoon that comes in that life. Therefore I repeatedly say that we try different kinds of diets. Different kinds of diets. If I've got sugar, then there's a diet. If I've got heart problem, there's a different diet. If a person has got arthritis, there's a different diet. The person has got this sickness or that sickness, different diet sheets are given. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also has given us a diet sheet. Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a diet sheet. And that is the simplest and the easiest and the best. Just remain or stay away from certain sins. And that too is very little, it's nothing major. It's not something that is beyond a person's reach. And again, for whose benefit? For the same individual's benefit. Just abstain from some sins. Fulfill certain ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the person will enjoy spiritual and physical health. Allah ta'ala will give him spiritual health, and that spiritual health will be such that sometimes physically the person's body will be weak. The person will be suffering from different kinds of ailments and problems, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives those people such kind of strength that we just look at them and we wonder, where does that strength come from? When we look at our mashayikh, paralyzed sometimes they've got stroke, sometimes they've got this problem, that problem, and then the safar that they undertake and the programs that they have and the writings that they do. Hazrat Qazi Mujahidul Islam sahab with cancer, when he was bedridden, he writes 2000 pages on not some simple ordinary subject also, but adalat, and on fiqhi matters and issues. In that stage, when people would say that there's nothing more that can be done except wait for death, in that stage of life he writes. Allah Ta'ala keeps their faiz and their benefit going on and on. So where does that strength come from? So it is their taqwa that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them that strength. So لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. That hijrat must be for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It must not be for name, for fame, or for any other purpose. It must be solely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If the person does that, then he will indeed enjoy fountains in his heart. Allah Ta'ala will give him the spring in his heart of watan. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. The person is leaving his watan and is going for Hajj. He's leaving his watan and is going for Umrah. He's leaving his watan and is going for dini activities. He's leaving his watan and is going to visit the mashayikh. He's going to the khanqas. He's leaving the watan and he is going for tabligh and dawat. He's leaving the watan and is going to some darul uloom and some madrasa overseas or far away from his hometown. He's leaving his watan and he is going to a different place for some dini purpose, but does not want to give up sins. If he doesn't give up sins, then he will not get the barakat of that hijrat. He will not get the noor of that hijrat. He will not develop that kind of muhabbat and yaqeen and ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Because in the name of deen he is making hijrat, but he is doing everything that is displeasing to that Allah for whose sake he is making that hijrat. Therefore the fuqaha and the jurists have gone to this extent that if a person has yaqeen that he will miss out one namaz on the safar of hajj, nafil hajj the person is going for, and he will miss out one namaz, he's got the yaqeen because he's made up his mind that I won't make that namaz on the way, it'll be difficult. So then it is not jais for that person to undertake a nafil hajj. Imagine, for one namaz it's not permissible to undertake a nafil hajj. So what about the other activities that we go for, in which activities we miss out on so much namazes? We are going for wedding, attending somebody's wedding party or somebody's walima, or we are going for some other function, and what we say, we are going there to fulfill the rites of our relatives. So again you can see the unwan or the way that shaitan comes into our hearts is with a dini cover, in dini garb. He says, why are we going? Why are you going to Johannesburg? Well, you see, my sister is getting married, or my nephew or my niece, and it is the hukam of Sharia that we must fulfill the rights of the relatives and family members. So this person is going to fulfill the hukam of Sharia and he's going to miss all the namazes on the way. And there at the function also there'll be no namaz. How many people we see with our own eyes that the only time that they are punctual and regular is when the dastarkhan is laid out, when the table is laid out and the food arrives, then people are not negligent. Speedily they take their place. So if the person has got yaqeen that he will miss out namazes in the attendance of those programs, then will it be jais to attend when the person can't go for nafil hajj? So these are the things that we are doing, a lot of things in the name of deen, but we don't want to give up sins, and as a result our hearts have become restless. Which family today can say that we got some peace and happiness? There's nothing but quarrels, arguments, fights, disaster in everybody's life. Then where can there be enjoyment in the food that we eat? Where can there be enjoyment in the home? Where can there be enjoyment with our children? Where can there be enjoyment and pleasure with our wives and with our families? Nothing. So we have to start taking a stock and make some changes. If we're not going to make the changes, we will continue with some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadat, some attendance of these kind of programs. But we won't get anywhere. We won't take off from the ground. We will remain like that speck of dust on the ground. Others will be flying high and soaring high in the air, and we will be just there and there. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. And when a person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to save, then Allah ta'ala can save that person in different ways. But that person must also have some kind of talab, or the person did some kind of deed due to which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then creates the conditions for the hidayat of this person. Sometimes we don't know which good deed the person may have done. It may look to be some simple little insignificant deed. Na'uzu billah, there's nothing insignificant. But the person undertakes it, and later in life, because of that deed, Allah Ta'ala creates the conditions for his hidayat. Sometimes it could be just one attendance of some majlis of some wali of Allah Ta'ala, or some Shaykh Kamil, or some Buzrug, or somebody that has got his heart connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that attendance also was not with real heart and sincerity. The person just attended it, and his gaze fell on that wali of Allah Ta'ala, and the wali's gaze fell on him. And that afterwards becomes the means of that person's changing in hidayat. Now we don't have it, I don't have it, but we have seen it in the eyes of those walis of Allah Ta'ala. And that is where again Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, when he says that if we believe in Nazr-e Bad, then don't we say that Nazar lag gai? What happened to this child? We say Nazar lag gai. How many children I have personally seen, they were brought to me in a state of high temperature. My own grandchildren, my children, I've seen it, witnessed it many times, because our own Nazar gets the most of the times. And high temperature and spewing and whatnot, and the doctor's medication doesn't work too. And when we see that child, we can make out that this child has got Nazar, whether scientists believe in it or don't believe in it. Because words have an effect, as that incident which is famous, where that wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he was reading and blowing. So one philosopher, he said that, what can this blowing help? So he looked at him and said, you donkey, you idiot, you foolish person. So now this philosopher suddenly now got very hot and angry, and he's all puffed up and he wants to hit and punch. So he said, what's the problem? He said, how can you call me such kind of things, and how can you label me with such kind of titles? He said, but I only mentioned a few words, idiot, stupid, foolish, mad, donkey. And these few words got you so puffed up and angry, and your temperature went high. So if the words of man can have such kind of effect, the kalam of Allah Ta'ala cannot have effect. When the word of man can have such kind of effect, that if instead of idiot and foolish and stupid, if I called you Allamatul Dahr, and if I called you philosopher of the time and scientist of the age, if I called you that, then you would have been smiling and hugging me and embracing me. And so words, what else was it but words? So if words of man can have such effect, then the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it won't have an effect. So after reading some of those masnoon things from the Hadith Sharif, when I blow on the child, finish, the temperature goes away within seconds, the temperature is gone, that fever is gone, that spewing is gone. Now what was it? So if we believe in Nazr-e Bad, that there is such a thing as Nazr-e Bad, bad Nazar, so then what is the problem in believing that there's good Nazar? If bad Nazar can cause these type of problems, then will good Nazar not change something? He says that good Nazar will change the kafir into a Muslim, and that good Nazar will make the fasiq and fajir and sinful person into a pious and righteous servant of Allah Ta'ala. That is the effect of those Nazars. But they don't have effect sometimes immediately. It takes a bit of time. But that Nazar does not go in vain. So sometimes it's just that attendance of that, and Allah Ta'ala creates the conditions for a change in that person's life. Allah Ta'ala creates the conditions. Don't worry, all this is zikrullah also. It's not only to say subhanallah, subhanallah is zikrullah. This is also zikrullah which you are listening to. I mentioned in some majlis or the other in the past of different incidents of this nature, where on one occasion a person, he heard from the music, whilst he was dancing with this girl, then he hears from the music, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. And he got a shock of his life, and he stopped and then he walked out and all the details that go with it. And alhamdulillah, after that he brought changes in his life. There's another person who was a musician, and he too, it was on one occasion where from the music he heard the same thing. Fear Allah, change your life. Fear Allah, change your life. Father. And those days we had a wazukhana here on the left hand side here. So it was Zohar time. And this person came with his hands also shaky. And you could see that he was in a different state. But he came and his hair also was right up to his shoulders. And he was looking like a musician if you had to look at him. Because a musician's fingers keep going like that. So from that you make out he must be a musician. So he says, Maulana, this is what happened. And somebody asked me to come to you. Now when I looked at him in the condition that he was, so I took him to the wuzu khana there. It was a little early before Zohar. And then we sat there, just two of us. And after talking to him, I gave him some nasiya. Then he said, look, Allah Ta'ala loves you so dearly. Allah Ta'ala loves you so dearly that right from the devil's mouth he is giving you hidayat. If Allah Ta'ala did not love you wouldn't have heard such a thing from there. So you can see how Allah Ta'ala loves you. All you need is a little bit of himmat and courage, and alhamdulillah, those few words and those few nasiyats and that little bit of advices, afterwards he started attending the programs. He's in a different city, or in fact he's left the country now, he's in a different place. But just after a few days, this person, mashallah, had a nice beard, and his life changed totally. So we can't look down upon anybody. But what I was saying is that Allah Ta'ala then creates the conditions for the person's hidayat, and we don't know what it was. Like this sister that I'm now going to read the letter of, just she heard some zikr of ours over the receiver at the madrasa now and again, casually, once in a while she must have heard it, and it went into the ears. Allah ta Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Now that had settled into her heart and into her mind and into her head. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Although she didn't change her life, and she was not a regular person, or she was not really attending programs, and she was still in her old modern style and enjoying the music and enjoying all the other haram. But this is afterwards what happens. She states, my name is so and so. I am the mother of so and so. I spoke to you last night over the phone regarding the casino incident. Now here's my story. And I mentioned to her that I would like to state this for the benefit of others in the majlis. She says, my sister and they came down from Johannesburg. Now as I stated that this woman or this sister is not one of those regulars who changed her life and all that. It was just that Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, one zikr she must have heard whether over Channel Islam or whatever it may be, or from the madrasa over the receiver. But she says, my sister and they came down from Johannesburg on New Year's Day. So on Friday night, they wanted us to take them to see the new casino that opened up in Durban. As I mentioned about that manager who declared that the Indian community, they are addictive gamblers. And the only way to lure them there is with providing different kinds of entertainment and facilities, and especially the Muslim market, which is an emerging market. So what do you go there for? You say just to see. So they wanted to see the new casino that opened up in Durban. My son was dead against it. Now this son of hers is a regular client of ours in this majlis. And he is in this majlis too at present. So my son was dead against it. But anyway, we went. While walking around in the casino, I normally hum any Hindi song that comes to my mind when walking in the bazaars or like that too. So whilst walking in the casino also, I tried to hum one of those Hindi songs, song tunes. Maybe she must be listening to so much of Hindi songs that when she's walking also, she's always humming the same thing. So in the casino also, she tried to hum one of those tunes because she knew so many different songs. So she tried to get one of those song tunes onto her lips. But as hard as I tried, the only thing that came was, Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Your voice was ringing, she said. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. No matter how much I tried, but it was still Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. I was shocked and said to myself, Toba Toba Astaghfirullah, how can I utter Allah Ta'ala's name in a place like this? Now she's saying, Toba Toba, how can I be taking Allah Ta'ala's name in a casino? How can I utter Allah Ta'ala's name in a place like this? So I tried to push it out of my mind. But the minute I was dreaming again, it came back. A little lapse and again the same thing. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. I just couldn't get the Hindi tune at that moment, although I knew so many of them. Then on our way out, I tried to put a 10 rand note into one of the machines just for the fun of it. Now these are her words, just for the fun of it. And this is exactly what I mentioned so many times in my bayans, that we take our little children and we go there to the casinos, and then we say there's a 10 rand, just you two can just play on one of those machines just for the fun of it. Now can sin be for the fun and pleasure? And then that fun, what afterwards, when it becomes an addiction, then those same parents who took those children, then they say, Maulana, please give some taweez, Maulana, make dua, my son has become an addictive gambler and he's wasted so much of money. But we took them for the fun of it, just to show them what it is like. And we make them stand by those machines. And when somebody clicks a jackpot and thousands of rands come out, then this person also, the saliva flows. That the day my mother, father are not around, I will also come and try. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. So she put a 10 rand note into one of the machines for the fun of it. Surprisingly, the machine rejected the money. So now first it was Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam, and now the machine rejected that money, threw it out. I tried turning it in different ways and directions, and it still rejected it. I then tried a couple of different machines, because I thought that there was something wrong with this particular one, but the same thing happened. It just won't accept the notes. Change the note, it won't accept. Change the machine, it won't accept. I told my sisters, that's a sign, let's get out of here. And guess what? As soon as we walked out of the casino, the same Hindu songs and tunes came back onto my mind. When we got home, I started telling my son, but first he got very upset and he refused to listen anything about the casino. So I said to him, why don't you listen to what happened to me there? When I related the incident to him, he was thrilled and said that he is going to tell you about it and you will be very pleased and you would even mention it in one of your majlises. Alhamdulillah, look, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give hidayat, then this is how it comes. That just listening to that on some occasion casually, Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. But Allah ta'ala did not want this sister to get trapped in that sin or to become addicted. Allah ta'ala wanted to give this person the tawfiq of tawbah. Then this what had stuck in the mind, alhamdulillah, became the means. But if these type of incidents happen every day to everybody, then there will be no test left. Then where is the test left? If Allah Ta'ala has an angel, that the moment you go to the casino, it gives you such a tight slap that you begin to see stars in daytime. So then which person will go there? if Allah Ta'ala's angel with his invisible hand, if Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could take the land of Sodom and Gomorrah just on the tip of his wing right up and turn it upside down. So if he had Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam giving one tight slap to all those that go casino, will anybody go there? But these type of incidents now and again they occur as hidayat for others also. As I mentioned, that youngster, this is what he saw or he heard from that music, fear Allah, fear Allah. And then another person, a young person who had given up his drugs and vices, but once again Shaitan and Nafs and his friends dragged him into one of those rave clubs. And he writes that as soon as I entered the rave club, everyone that was dancing there to me was appearing like a big huge python that was dancing. He says, I tried my very best to look at them as some kind of human beings, but there was nothing but like huge snakes that were dancing. So I bolted from the door again. And another person that entered, he says, the moment I entered, of course he too had made tawbah and istighfar from his sins, but again it's his friends, they say friends, and I keep saying, who is your friend? You got to check very carefully. The friend is a friend if he is concerned about your welfare, about your happiness, about your progress in life, about your connection with Allah Ta'ala, about your goodness in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, then that is a friend. So nevertheless, this friends again took him there, his friends. He says, as soon as I entered, what I saw there was nothing but pigs. The whole rave club was filled with nothing but pigs. And he says, I try my level best again, as that other person says. He says, I try to go in, but I just can't go in because it's, I can just see pigs inside there. And he says, I dashed out. So Allah Ta'ala made it a means of hidayat for him, that because he had attended some programs or the other, Allah Ta'ala made it a zariah of his salvation and protection, that he looked inside there and he saw nothing but pigs there. One person who had given up his filthy TV viewing, one day he says the parents were gone out, and again I thought this is a good opportunity, and the video was there, and that film was also there. So he goes to put it on, it just doesn't get on. He tries everything, and he says that I tried the plugs, I tried this, I tried that, everything I checked out, but it just won't get on. And afterwards he said, when they came back and they put it on, it was on. So I said, you must make shukr of Allah Ta'ala, that this is an acceptance of those du'as in which we say, oh Allah, create a barrier between me and sins. Put the hatred of sins into my heart. And don't let me go anywhere near it. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala accepts that du'a and creates this type of condition. But again, this won't happen every day and to every person. Otherwise there will be no test. There will be no test after that. Where will be the test of taqwa then? I could not help it, but as I mentioned, that this is also zikrullah. So we must make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us from all the fitnas, and especially these fitnas which are at our doorsteps. They are the ones bearing the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll have just a few minutes of zikr and we'll make dua. Namaz will be 5-10 minutes late, inshallah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ اللہ illallah, 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 illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ay Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko maaf farma, hamari lagzishon se darguzar farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Oh my Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Allah, hum bhikari ke tarike se tere samne haath phailaye hue. Oh Allah, like beggars we have extended our begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Oh Allah, the more we extend this begging bowl before you, the more happy and pleased you become. If we don't extend it before you, you become displeased. Oh Allah, human beings become angry if we have to extend begging bowls before them. But oh Allah, you become extremely pleased if we extend these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. We are indeed your very sinful servants. Day and night, oh my Allah, we have used your very ni'mats for your disobedience. Ya Allah, the great and precious ni'mat of sight we used for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing we used for your disobedience. Allah, the great ni'mat and bounty of speech we used for your disobedience. Our hands, oh Allah, for your disobedience. Our feet walked to so much of haram places, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, our wealth we use in so much of haram places. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. But oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Oh my Allah, there is no one to forgive our sins besides you. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our sisters. Forgive our brothers. Allah, forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins, oh Allah. We know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering all over the world. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, you can change the condition of hearts. If you wish to give hidayat, oh Allah, from the devil's mouth too you can give hidayat. Oh Allah, if you want to give hidayat, then from the music our brother hears, fear Allah, fear Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, hidayat is in your hands. Oh my Allah, we are seeking hidayat from you. Ya Allah, we want to become your friends. We want to become your walis. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to come anywhere near you. Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters. Nafs and shaitan want to see us humiliated and disgraced. Nafs and shaitan want to see us, oh my beloved Allah, in extreme embarrassment and shame. Oh my beloved Allah, when the names of Muslims appear in newspapers, in fraud, in drink, in gamble, in drugs, oh Allah, when it appears visiting prostitute quarters, oh my beloved Allah, at that time, how much of injury and pain we must be causing to our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he is informed of the condition of that ummah for whom he cried so much, for whom so much of his blood was shed. Allah, when he is informed that that ummah in casinos, in discos, in theatres, in cinemas, in rave clubs, in drugs, in prostitute quarters, in music and in all kinds of vices. Ha, mere Allah, that Nabi who stood whole night for us in prayer till his feet swelled, that Nabi, thorns were placed in his path. Oh Allah, that Nabi,
who was stoned until he fell unconscious. Allah, that Nabi, when he went into such the intestines of animals placed on his back. Allah, that Nabi, whose only concern was the Ummat. Allah, how much of pain we are causing to him. Especially in Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Tayyibah. When our Hajis, oh Allah, and when those who are residents there, few meters away from the Rauza Mubarak, and few meters away from the Kaabatullah, when they watch the filth on the television screens, and when they listen to the filthy music, and when they read the filthy literature, where Allah, how much of injury and pain we must be causing. Where Allah, forgive us. Allah, forgive us. Give us hidayat. How long are we going to walk as munafiqs on this earth? Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Purify our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of greed. Purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Purify our hearts of arrogance. Purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Ay Allah, those hearts of the believers, ay mere pyare khuda, the hearts of the believers used to be filled with your remembrance, with your muhabbat, with tawakkul in you, with zuhud in, and with qanaat, and with taqwa, and with shukr and sabr. Ay Allah, today our hearts are filled with all kinds of vices. Ay Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh Allah, you have the power to change. You change the hearts of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. They were from the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen. They were from the Yahud and the Nasara. They were from the Munafiqeen. But when you blessed them with a change of life, when they accepted Islam and Iman, oh Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ay Allah, tere liye kya mushkil hai? Hamari zindagi ko badal dena. Oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the direction of our lives? Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Oh Allah, distance us from the road that leads to hell. Distance us from the road that leads to nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up, and oh Allah, they have brought destruction upon me. Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against me. Oh Allah, protect me from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless our children with long life. Oh Allah, protect our iman. Oh Allah, protect our Islam. Oh Allah, there's no security except your security. There's no protection except your protection. Oh Allah, we can make use of the means, but protection lies in you. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Protect our Islam. Protect our wives and children. Protect our parents. Protect our properties. Protect our homes. Protect our businesses. Oh Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sabko sehat de, hume afiyat de, hume salamati de. Ey Allah, tera qurb de, teri marifat de, tera yaqeen de. Oh Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with trust in you. Bless us with faith in you. Bless us with your closeness. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh my Allah, how long are we going to remain the friends of nafs and shaitan? Ay mere Allah, they are our declared enemies. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, create a barrier between us and sins. Oh Allah, create a barrier between us and sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to do good deeds. Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day. Give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to pay zakat, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, the rights of our children, the rights of our wives, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of everyone, Muslim or non-Muslim. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ay mere pyare khuda, protect us and safeguard us from all the fitnas. The fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. The fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, and fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to distance ourselves from sins. Ya Allah, give us sukoon in our hearts. Give us peace of mind. Give us tranquility. Give us serenity. Give us joy. Give us happiness. Give us contentment. Give us satisfaction. Bless us with barakat in our risk and sustenance. Barakat in our lives. Barakat in our homes. Barakat in our time. Oh Allah, bless us with barakat in every ni'mat that you bless us with. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam have ganged up. Ya Allah, their coalitions and alliances have been formed. Ya Allah, Allah, you are the one who can destroy those coalitions and alliances. Allah, either give them hidayat, bless them with Islam, bless them with Iman, give them a change of heart, let them see the reality, O Allah. O Allah, bless them with your marifat. But O Allah, if they have become stubborn, they have become obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will not change, then O Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. O Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. O Allah, send against them gale force winds. Send against them earthquakes and tremors. O Allah, send against them rain. O Allah, send against them your forces. O Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen. Assist and help the Mujahideen. O Allah, help them with the angels as you help the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Ey mere pyare Khuda, either give hidayat to the enemies of Islam, and if not, then O my beloved Allah, destroy their coalitions and alliances. Create division and disunity among their ranks. O Allah, protect the Mujahideen of Islam. O Allah, protect all the Muslim governments. O Allah, give hidayat to the rulers of those Muslim governments. Ey mere pyare Khuda, tu hifazat farma. Allah, Afghanistan ki hifazat farma. Palestine ki hifazat farma. Allah, Iraq ki hifazat farma. Ey mere pyare Khuda, Kashmir ki hifazat farma. Allah, musalmana ne Kashmir ki hifazat farma. Allah, jahan kahi bhi musalman pareshan hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ey Allah, tu musalmanon ki madad aur nusrat farma. O Allah, we have gone weak in our actions and our deeds, but you haven't gone weak, O my Allah. You are the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud. You are the same Allah that was in Khandaq. Ey mere pyare Khuda, aaj bhi tu wahi Khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi qudrat wala Khuda hai. Allah, you are that same powerful almighty Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah, we have gone weak, you have not gone weak. Allah, change the condition. Ey Allah, mere Allah, change our conditions also. Mere pyare Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to leave this world whether we like it or not. Daily we are reading in the newspapers and we are hearing, oh my Allah, young, fit and healthy people are suddenly departing from this world. Mere Allah, there's so much of crime, there's so much of hold-ups and murders and killings. Ey mere pyare Allah, give us the tawfiq to remain ever ready, oh my beloved Allah, to face death whenever it comes in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death, O Allah, find us in a prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death, O my Allah, visit us in some place where we are committing adultery or fornication. Ey mere Allah, or popping drugs in our mouth, or a bottle of wine in our hand. Oh Allah, courting with some girl and indulging in some illicit love relationship, or with some filthy magazine or novel in our hands. We just don't know when the heart will stop beating and when the person will depart. Oh by Allah, don't let us be in any kind of sin. When the time of our death comes, let us be in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, take us away in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh Allah, our parents, brothers and sisters, family members, whoever have passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when our time of departure comes, ey mere Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Give us shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Allah, at the time of our death, show us some tajib, so that our soul comes dancing towards you. Where Allah bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Where Allah, and if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties, O Allah. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are depressed, O Allah, bless them with joy and happiness. Those families that are disunited, O Allah, unite their hearts. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, puri ummat ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the duas that he made for us, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Ya Allah, all the good works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, khanqah ki mehnat qubool farma. Mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Ey Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in these days, O Allah, when people are proceeding for Hajj, O my beloved Allah, comes before our eyes Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Kaabatullah, Rose Mubarak, where Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on that occasion of Hajj, All his life, oh Allah, he made du'as for him, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Oh Allah, when we go for Hajj, we say labbaik, but oh Allah, we don't respond to your ahkam. Oh my Allah, even in Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, we indulge in sins. But oh Allah, when they said labbaik, what a labbaik that must have been. In the company of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they said labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Ha, my Allah, when my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his ihram, when he called out the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, ha, my Allah, even the angels must have teared at that time. Where Allah, the angels will never witness again a gathering of that nature. 124,000 companions in the leadership of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, on that occasion, all the du'as that he made for us, Allah, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, the du'as that he made for us, Allah, the du'as that he made at the Muqam Ibrahim, Allah, the du'as that he made in Mataf, the du'as that he made after touching the Rukne Yamani, the du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat, the du'as that he made in Hatim, the du'as that he made at the Multazam for sinful ones like us, Allah, the du'as that he made behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina, and the du'as that he made for us, oh Allah, in Arafat, from Zuhur till Maghrib. Oh Allah, we get tired after a few minutes of dua, and that beloved Nabi, masoom and sinless, from Zuhur till Maghrib, he is extending his hands and begging for us, begging for us, begging for us. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, the duas that he made in Muzdalifa, Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness, bless our children with that goodness, bless our wives with that goodness, bless our families with that goodness, bless the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief and fitnas and corruption that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Eh, mere Allah, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Eh Allah, qubool kar le. Mere Allah, qubool kar le. Hum gande hai, hum napaak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande tere hai, aur tujh hi se maang rahe hai. Mere Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Eh Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Give us the himmat and courage and the strength of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Give us the himmat to throw out from our homes and our lives all the filth that has come into our lives and our homes. Mere Allah, sab ko tu nek bana de, sab ko tu behtareen zindagi ata farma. Bless us with a life of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul qaleem, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.